From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Italian officials say economist Mario Monti is working to form a new Italian government now that former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's party has backed him and the president has appointed him. Berlusconi's conservative party, though, requests that Monti rule only long enough to implement urgent measures to stabilize the Italian economy. The country's trying to put together a government before tomorrow's market opening. Syrian security forces are continuing attacks on anti-government protesters and reportedly killed at least four demonstrators today. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the killings come despite an Arab League promise to suspend Syria for its ongoing crackdown.
Activists say protests in support of the Arab League decision broke out in the rest of Syrian city of Hama. They say security forces fired at protesters when they broke away from the main square. Syrian state TV is reporting that demonstrations decrying the Arab League decision also broke out in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Yesterday, demonstrators attacked the embassies of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, two countries that backed the suspension of Syria from the Arab League. Syria had promised the Arab League it would end the crackdown on protesters, but hundreds of people have been killed in just the past 2 weeks. The League says it will suspend Syria on Wednesday if the violence doesn't stop. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
The so-called Congressional Super Committee is running out of time to come up with more than $1 trillion in deficit reductions. Just 10 days left. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it remains entirely unclear whether the Committee of 12 will succeed.
A handful of super committee members made the rounds of the Sunday morning talk shows. There are clearly still differences between Democrats and Republicans over raising revenue, cutting spending, and modifying entitlement programs. But Republican Senator Pat Toomey on Fox News Sunday said they are working to bridge the differences.
It's at a difficult point. I think we've got a ways to go, but I hope we can close that gap very quickly.
Democratic Congressman James Clyburn, also on Fox, said he hasn't given up either.
All of the ingredients for a good resolution are there. We just need to develop the will.
The clock is ticking, but 10 days can be a long time in Washington. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Police in Portland, Oregon are backing off an earlier eviction threat. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Christian Fodenwenzel is in Portland.
The police told them if they would get out of the street and allow cars to come in, stay off the sidewalks and go back into the two parks that they had been occupying previously, that would be fine. So the Occupy Portland people are saying that's a victory, and they're planning to stay there now for as long as they want. And that's a reversal, really, of what the mayor had said just 3 or 4 days ago.
Christian Fodenwenzel reporting. This is NPR. The UN Refugee Agency reports ongoing conflict and bad weather are discouraging Somalis from seeking asylum in neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the UNHCR says fewer refugees are crossing into Kenya because of fighting and heavy rains, which are making roads impassable.
Besides conflict and rain, UN refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards says Somali refugees also are being prevented from fleeing by Islamist al-Shabaab militants. Despite these impediments, he says Somalis continue to arrive at the town of Doble near the Kenyan border.
They tell our staff they fled rumored impending military clashes in the area and threats of forced return by al-Shabaab to their places of origin.
In October, the Kenyan government sent hundreds of troops into southern Somalia with the goal of subduing al-Shabaab. The Kenyan military presence has increased fighting and worsened the situation around Doble, which is the main transit point for Somalis en route to Kenya. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Searchers in Turkey are reportedly ending their search efforts to find survivors in the rubble of Wednesday's earthquake. The 5.7 magnitude quake toppled two hotels, and the country's disaster management agency says at least 39 people were killed. The state-run news agency says earth-moving machines are now clearing debris. Authorities in Rio de Janeiro are taking steps to clean up the city and drive drug gangs out as they prepare to host soccer's World Cup in 2014 and the Olympics in 2016. Today, police and soldiers, backed by helicopters, occupied the city's largest slum, located at a choke point for traffic. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.